You know, I'm really not sure I'm okay with you guys bringing a Ouija board into my house.
And we told you to get the fuck over it.
Yeah, I told you I was bringing it. I found it. It didn't burn up in the house.
But yeah, you told me you were bringing it. I said no.
Well, it's a sign.
The Ouija board.
We gotta use it.
The Ouija board and Dianetics, perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's an odd mix. Okay, you didn't bring over fucking Dianetics too, did you?
No, we're not converting to Scientology yet.
Oh, I wonder if L. Ron Hubbard will answer a question from the beyond.
Let's ask him.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's just ask him what he thinks the people should do for us.
Okay.
And he's a man of the people. He's like crazy Jesus.
Okay. Okay, let's put our hands on this piece.
Okay.
Think this is going to work?
He's dead. It's a Ouija board.
It's not moving.
Was that a yes?
He could be alive in the afterlife because it's fucking aliens.
Okay. Maybe Xenu. Oh, my God. It moved. What is that? It's moving. Are you moving it?
No.
Brad?
No, you're pushing it. Someone is.
Yep.
No.
What is that? R?
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 Okay.
An A?
T?
E?
Wow. Okay. Oh, it's moving again. An ampersand. So, like, and?
And?
That's weird.
Right hand.
Right hand. Oh, God, there
like
goes.
Like right
again.
Hand?
Right. Maybe it means right hand. Oh, there's another R.
The dude ate. The dude wrote so many books, I think he can spell.
E?
E? R E?
V?
I?
Wow. E?
It's a W.
Wait, are you sure it's not an M? Turn your head.
No, no, that's definitely a W.
Wow.
You're upside down.
Damn it. Rate and review.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He's a good guy. Suspect was last reported
that time of year again.
Christmas?
Spook you out of your fucking asses. Really? That's how we're starting?
Christmas? Halloween? Are we watching Nightmare Before Christmas?
Halloween is the greatest time of the year.
This is...
Not
hold
Christmas.
My beer. This is... Hold my beer. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
There we go.
And I'm gracious host... Oh, wait. No. Ghoulie Ghost Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
To my right, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm Boo Radical.
Ooh, Boo Radical. You're just Chris Mullins again? What was yours?
What do you mean?
Creepy Chris Mullins or something like that? That seems fitting. I'm Gropey Chris.
Yeah.
I'm the spooky spud.
Oh, yeah, the spook S spud himself. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yams.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, the original draft of that intro I made, it was just like, I gave everybody nicknames. Like, I was Graveyard Host Danny Mullins, and, you know, Boo Radical, TJ the Terrible, and originally I just put, and Yams. I didn't give you a nickname because I thought it was funnier that way.
Yams,
but then a spooky spud,
enough.
I think I kind of liked.
The real Ghostbusters, they always called Slimer Spud.
That's true.
So.
And for this very special haunted episode, we're going to attempt a triple barrel beer review. Is that correct?
Three beers. First time?
Triple
first
threat.
Time. This is going to end terribly.
Oh, yeah.
And you said one of them's, what's the alcohol
8.8?
8.8 or 8.5.
I say we do that one in the middle and just fuck the whole show up.
Yeah, why not?
Great. So, first off, or first barrel.
Beer review.
Beer one.
Yeah.
Which is?
Taco Cat.
Yeah, Taco Cat.
I'm excited.
It's a lime green can with a taco. It's a cat riding a taco.
Into space, right?
A space cat.
With a trident.
Yeah, he does. He does have he has the space hood and everything.
That's
helmet? Cool. Space helmet?
It is a Kettle Sour Ale from Finch Beer Co. I got it in Chicago last week.
When did you go to Chicago? You were on the episode last week. That's weird. Anyways. No impersonations.
I didn't say it was
time?
The weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually at 1800 West Walnut Street in Chicago, Illinois. If you need to know, they're that's the address. Area code 60612. So, you know.
I feel guilty for you giving that out. Yeah, I don't know.
It's on the damn can.
I
don't
want
it known. It is brewed and canned in Chicago, Illinois. It's a big fucking stamp on the side. Okay, guys? Come on.
Okay, sorry. You know, I've been going back and listening to older episodes this week to prep for this, and then, you know, I actually didn't prep for this at all. I have nothing to bring to the table.
Yeah, thanks, Danny.
But, you know, we used to take turns cheersing. So, like, one week it was you, and then the next week it was Kelly, and then the next week it was James, and then me. We took turns.
The fuck that shit?
No, let's bring it back. Chris, what are we toasting to? We have to do three of them tonight anyways.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And I'm starting with Chris, that way I don't have to take a turn.
Dickweed.
There's going to be a dickweed?
Yes.
Wow. I'm toasting to drag racing.
Discuss?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, on this Halloween episode, let's toast to drag racing. Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, people die doing it.
It is dangerous.
I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, didn't we say that Delvin was there for your
hold
racing
on.
Sins?
Yeah. Wasn't there a Scooby-Doo episode with, like, a race car in it or some shit where it's, like, a haunted driver? He's, like, a skeleton guy driving around. I think he's got, like, the white helmet on.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
skeleton face, right. and he drives a race car and shit, right?
I just remember an old George Carlin skit where he's talking about, like, sports and injuries in sports and things. He gets to auto racing, and he's like, now we're talking some serious goddamn injuries.
Yeah, like decapitation. That's a pretty bad injury. Chris just keeps on, like, longingly staring into the hole in the can, so I feel like we should try this.
I just want to drink the beer.
All right, cheers.
Supercar fire.
Let's do it.
Are you glad you were excited?
It is a little sour. I don't think it's as sour as the other one was.
It's not as good as the other one.
I kind of like it, though.
I don't know.
So what the fuck does it... Hold on. I got a question. I'm kind of retarded when it comes to beer, which is amazing, because I'm on a show called Hold My Beer.
Yep.
And we review beer every week, and I don't know fucking shit. What the fuck makes it... What makes it sour?
Sour cream.
Well, right here, it says... I don't think so. What's it say? James, it says right here on the can. It's a tart bite and a crisp, refreshing finish.
Yeah.
Enough to make your taste buds purr.
Exactly.
That should answer any and all questions that you had.
But, that's like, I know, like, regular beer uses hops and all that shit. What do they use to make it sour? I mean, they just add lemon juice? I mean, what the fuck?
Sour
I don't know.
Mash.
It kind of tastes like lemon juice.
Yeah, I'm tasting lime or lemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of spot on with that by accident.
I like this better than that first one we tried, that first sour ale.
Was it Vertigo?
I can't remember. I think it was Vertigo. The rhubarb flavored
that
beer.
Shit was good. I liked it more than this.
See, it is way more sour and I enjoy it, but this has a quick, strong sour that it cuts off nice and clean afterwards.
Yeah, you're kind of left with nothing. Honestly, like not much of an aftertaste.
I'm trying to think, like,
very strong right at first.
Yeah.
What would you use this for, though? I mean, I can't imagine, like, drinking it with food or...
I don't know.
Like, what do you mean, tacos. What would you use it for?
Well, I have...
Yeah, tacos.
I could definitely see eating, like, tacos or something with this.
Yeah, I just had some nachos at home before I got here, so I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tastes good.
I love the idea of you holding up a can. What do I do with this?
The fuck? When do I drink? What is a proper occasion for the taco cat?
If I open it and turn it upside down, it makes little rain.
Whatever.
I mean, the color is a nice it nice golden yellow. It's
kind of like a palate cleanser of a beer. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can kind of see that.
Like I said, it cuts off real nice and clean, real quick. So.
I think I like sour beer. Because we've had two, I like the other one better, but the more I drink of this, it's
like
good.
If you're drinking some normal beers and taking some shots or something, and you want like a little
chaser,
a little palate cleanser
beer.
Or chaser,
on
this
the
is
head.
Good.
It's chaser beer.
What's the alcohol content in this?
5%.
So it's your
normal
average
beer?
And 10 IBUs. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
It's 12 fluid ounces, 5% alcohol, or 10 IBUs.
Yeah, I don't know. By Canadian.
They're crazy in Chicago.
Man.
I don't know, but I like Taco Cat.
Yeah. He's I think this is one that everybody will finish.
Intercontinental Belch Unit? You know, how gassy it makes you? No idea. Ingestive Belch Unit?
Yeah, I don't know. I like how you had to specify that you had no idea when you were blatantly making shit up. But to get us in the mood for Halloween, I thought of a special shoot from the hip. I want you all to come up with the victimless crime.
Prostitution.
Okay.
And that is pretty justifiable considering...
What do you say to that, Chris?
No, hold on. Let's specify free-willed prostitution.
Right.
That way they're not forced into it. They're doing it on their own volition because they need money. They know it's a way to make money. They're providing a service. Someone is paying for the service. Therefore, that kind of provides it to be a victimless crime as long as they're willing to do it, knowing that they're not forced into it.
Preach it, brother.
Where they have other options to
My
go
church.
Get a job. You can go to McDonald's and work, or you can do this. Well, I know I'll make more money doing this, so I'm going to choose to do that.
It was fun.
Like an upscale
Did you guys prep
call girl?
This or what?
No, like an upscale call girl. That's a perfectly good example of free-willed prostitution. That is a victimless crime.
And that was just 2 minutes of Hold My Beer.
Did he?
Smack down, son, on that one.
Okay, first off, I didn't say no.
Mine was burning a homeless man to death, but I like Chris's way better.
The homeless man's the victim.
For who?
But who cares?
Afterwards, who knows?
Dana, have you never heard of the less dead?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Is that usually prostitutes, though?
Well, I'm sure a homeless guy has sucked dick for something, okay?
What? What does he suck dick for?
Food.
Shoes with holes in them?
Food.
It's always soup.
A roof for a night.
So you're saying Bobo about... Rivers has sucked a dick?
Yeah, for yes. 20 bucks. I know he has. We talked
it's
about it.
Fucking 20 bucks.
James can still taste it.
What?
Bobo Rivers. That was James, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, I mean, he came up with his name. I'm not saying that he was the homeless man. Yeah. Although right now. Oh, God, you are turning into Bobo Rivers.
Think about it. Yep. You have a guy that is homeless, starving, out wet in the weather. If you would do that to somebody in jail, that's cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put an end to it. There you go.
So not only is this a victimless crime, you're doing a favor?
Well, yeah, it's called a mercy killing, dude.
Okay.
People actually paid for it. Dr. Kevorkian had a job for how long doing it? How many people did he do it?
You're taking Kevorkian and mixing him with Batman and doing like street justice.
No, Kevorkian was a legitimate victimless crime.
Yeah, he killed people because they asked him to because they were in pain. They wanted it to stop.
Okay.
You know?
That's got weird.
Suicide Assister. There he goes. That make it better?
That's a badass band name. We're Suicide Sister.
A sister.
Right.
I think Twisted Sister covered that.
Yeah.
Okay. You did. What is Suicide Sister?
Stop I don't know, but toe? Twisted Sister
that's
covered
emo
that
twins.
Well.
The emo twins?
Yeah.
All right, Brad, you got one? A victimless crime? Please make it less disturbing than actually James.
Less disturbing, I'm just going to say.
And don't make it like Chris's where he just says it and then James rolls on for 5 minutes about how it's a good answer.
I explained it. It was a great answer.
Okay.
You know, every day happens all the time. Stealing shit from work.
Oh, that is not a victimless crime.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, really, Mr.
Because
Burr,
no one knows.
Stop right there. I work for a big corporation, okay? Now imagine you take, because this was the example they give me when I started. You take candy bar, costs a dollar. You do it once a week, right? That's $52 a year. You work there for 10 years. That's $520 your lifetime, right? Now, every store has that. There's 7,000 stores. Now, what's the price at?
I feel like they didn't buy the candy bar for a dollar, or they wouldn't be selling it for a dollar.
I'm using an example. A dollar because it's simple math.
Even. You sell stuff to make a profit. So I'm simple thinking math. They bought that candy bar for roughly 88 cents.
I'm just using a dollar for simple math.
This is exactly...
The simple fact is no one ever noticed. And that's the...
That's
bottom
true.
Line.
I like how we're going for horror and stuff, a Halloween-themed episode, and boardroom etiquette at Lowe's came up.
Well, I'm just saying, at that point in time, when you get into that, that cuts in the cost of what you charge the for everything else you have, what your employees get paid. So, therefore, you're actually victimizing yourself in that act.
Mm. So, man, they brainwashed you so quick.
Man,
I have never stolen anything from work, at least not that one.
Oh.
Okay. Now, at the mill when I worked there for Jeff, that motherfucker didn't like to pay me half the time, so I ate fucking lunch every day for free, so fuck off.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know, all the office workers out there that, you know,
still
take some
pins
and
staples.
And, yeah,
and
that's mainly what I was
rubber
thinking
bands
of.
And shit.
From corporate America, you know.
Yeah, but if you take one pin a week.
Yeah, over 50
years. And
that's
$1, and then that's 50,000. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know, man. Yeah.
And by then, you don't care. Neither do they.
Didn't care in the first place. Not right. Going to care now. I hadn't really thought of one, but I guess technically smothering a puppy is kind of victimless. Puppies don't have rights.
Why can't you just fuck someone for money, Danny? Like, I want to
do. The poor puppy.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
Hunt down and burn a homeless man like I do. No, you want to kill puppies. What the fuck
is
wrong with you?
This got really dark.
Fuck you,
you're the
Danny.
Worst of all of us.
What if you throw it into a volcano?
I just stole something from
that'd be
work.
Really quick.
I don't know about killing puppies, man. Well, you ain't got nothing to say about killing puppies, man.
No, man, that's horrible.
We're not defending you.
He takes
you.
Fucking that's... human lives. I smother one puppy. Hypothetically.
You know what? I think I've gotten more enjoyment in life out of the dogs I've had than I would say 99.5% of the people I've known.
I believe you. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I should just say, like, in
so
the end, smoking
like 10
a joint
people?
Would be a better answer, huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
Smoke a joint.
Hypothetically, that one time. That fucked me up, though.
So I'm not hypothetically, that one time.
Smoke two joints in the morning. Smoke two joints at night.
That's a song. I was going to say Cypress Hill, but I know that's not right.
No.
Tom Green. No. Who sung that fucking song?
Sublime.
I knew it.
You owe me a Coke.
Hey, I do have news. I thought we might want to do this. It was an idea I heard about yesterday. I haven't got to tell you guys about it yet. So I figured I'd bring it up now. And maybe somebody will like buy the tickets for us and send them to us. I doubt it. Though.
Is this how he talks us into going and burning a homeless man alive?
Not yet. Well, maybe. We might want to burn the guy afterwards. But Weird Al is playing at the Honeywell Center in April.
No shit.
And
dude.
I thought it would be fun to go.
Yes!
It would be kind of funny, something nice. Fun to talk about.
Yes! I love Weird Al, dude. Chris doesn't, but he'll do fucking Amish Paradise, dude. You know it.
That's one I know.
He'll do the hits. Eat it.
Eat
you know,
it.
Eat it. Don't shake your head, no. Little Anakin Skywalker, long, long time ago. You know.
Yeah, I know.
The saga begins.
Pretty Fly for a Jedi.
Pretty Fly fight for a Jedi. Dude, no. He plays accordion.
I'll go.
Fuck yeah, you'll go.
And we can get the tickets.
Yeah.
We got
like they went on sale 2 days ago.
Like oh, shit.
So we should be able to get them. No.
It's probably sold out.
Not man, the Honeywell, man. We're in Indiana.
Your heart's not in it.
No. Mom and Dad go to concerts there all the time. The shit, it doesn't matter who it is, in that smallest town, it sells out like immediately.
Yeah, this is our chance to be as cool as our
parents. Travis Trent sold out in like 12 hours.
I don't.
Well, this is topical. I saw Bill Cosby there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Did he give you anything to drink?
I don't think he would remember it.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how Vanessa went when about 10 years ago.
Really?
When we met, yeah.
Hmm. So after his raping phase.
Did it end?
But no, before it came
it
out.
It never ended.
yeah, before anybody knew, but kind of after he kind of slowed down, started shooting blanks, kind of lost the interest.
Yeah, this is post-Puddin' Pop, pre-scandal, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Bingo.
Good.
Yeah. The Cosby timeline.
Yeah.
But he still had an ugly fucking sweater on, though, didn't he?
Sweater, yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew it. That motherfucker always in the ugly sweater. It don't matter.
Yeah, weird.
And people wouldn't know who he was if you didn't wear him.
I don't know if that's true. He's very famous.
Hey, he's going.
No, but think about it. Take that sweater off. He could be anybody.
You think so?
I don't think anybody else wears ugly ass sweaters.
Oh my God,
like that.
Is that Elijah Wood?
That's probably what he tells
comedy?
The girls.
What?
That's probably what he tells the girls.
He's Elijah Wood.
No.
Yeah, I'm a little fucking short white motherfucker.
Frodo.
Tastes like Puddin' Pop.
He is going blind now, though, so karma got him.
That's good. Puddin' Pops are awesome. Man.
I don't know. Only if he like walks into the corner, like runs his dick into the corner of the table all the time because he went blind, then I think karma would catch up.
Hope he tries to rape a moving train.
The train's fucking asking for it. What? Boom, dead. That'd be an awesome way to go. For
it
him.
Would?
I don't want to.
We'll say no.
I mean, that'd be like an awesome headline. Cosby killed by train with dick out. Because then you read it, you're like, well, did the train have its dick out?
Did you guys hear about that dude in Hong Kong that's offering, he's a billionaire, real estate billionaire in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
He's offering any man $180 million cash.
Okay, what do we got to do?
Marry his daughter.
Hmm.
I'm already married, I can't. I mean,
yeah.
I can get a divorce, though, and then just take the money.
Right. It seems like it'd be very logical.
Too good to be true.
I mean, what the fuck is she, though? I mean, seriously.
What is she?
Hold
she's
on.
Wrong
is she like
her.
A Siamese twin elephant man?
No,
or what? What the
a,
fuck's going on?
She's a skinny Chinese lady. Like, okay. Probably about our age. Maybe a little older. But
so,
there's three things
so
you
why
need to
hasn't
know
Kelly
about
got a divorce yet?
You.
She's not Japanese. She's
three
Chinese.
Things.
Oh.
Three things you need to know about her.
Okay.
One, she's in a relationship.
Okay, that makes things a little awkward, but that puts you on even ground. Two,
difficult,
even ground.
Yeah.
Two, she's been married for 10 years.
Okay.
All right, see, yeah, we're on the same page.
Three. She's a lesbian.
Lost you there. You didn't have the third woman come.
No.
He doesn't respect that as a relationship, so he made it public that he's offering $180 million cash for her to marry a man.
Well, then all I got to do is go talk to her and be like, hey, you get divorced, I'll get divorced, we'll get married, we'll hang out, we don't got to fuck, we'll split the fucking your dad's money and be fucking on their way in 5 years.
Yeah.
After he probably passes the fuck away because he's probably old as fuck anyway.
Yeah,
but then you know he's going to jump the gun and catch him on fire.
This is the second time. The first time?
Homeless. He ain't homeless. He's rich, apparently.
Whatever.
Exact opposite.
Yes. Several homes.
See?
Several homes.
Okay. Okay.
I could get one of them, too.
No, this is his second attempt. The first time he offered $60 million and no one won the game, I guess.
See, you have to, I mean, you have to get her to marry you willingly.
Splitting $90 million? I mean, that's enough to do it, right?
Yeah. Do they allow
Danny, you would marry me for $90 million.
In a heartbeat.
Exactly. See?
I'd do it for 90. No, that's a shit ton of money.
That's
you're right. I wonder
money.
If anybody's went up to her and be like, hey, dumbass, let's do this.
And one asshole of a dad.
Oh, pretty bad. Yeah. I don't know. I bet there's some sort of like...
There's probably some stipulation like he's going to request a fucking porno of you guys fucking or some shit because he's a fucking weirdo and he just paid $180 million for you to marry his fucking daughter. And, you know, it wouldn't be out of realms for a crazy rich man to ask something like that.
Not the kind of proof that I was expecting you to say, but...
Well, what else do you... What other... Oh, you want to kiss? I mean, come on. That's not
really proof. I will not believe you until I see my daughter's O face. Being your old Marty Jannetty about the whole thing, huh?
I want to bring up something. I got a little something.
It wasn't the fact that Danny's out here pointing again, is it?
No, but I also want to say that was a really nice impression last week.
Thank you. I appreciate
pretty
it.
Good, man. You
I thought
do
he almost took
me
it too
better
far.
Than I do. You know,
I did notice an improvement. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Well, anyway, a couple weeks ago, I heard this funny line on it. I don't know what it was. It was a female comedian, though, on TV of some kind.
Okay.
She was referencing this. She was saying, you know, saying this right after childbirth, you know, shortly after childbirth, you know, as in a few weeks ago or whatever. But she said, "My pussy looks like someone punched a lasagna."
Oh, God.
Now, get that visual in your head, but I thought it was a hilarious line coming from a woman. It was funny. But anyway,
I'm really hungry. Oh, right? For real.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, well, on that note, I wanted to go into this movie also.
On that note.
Yeah, that I saw. I saw this movie a couple months ago. It's an old movie. I'd been meaning to watch it for a long time.
It's not Teeth, is it?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It is not that extreme.
Oh, man.
But this is a little study on how politically incorrect things so much were back then compared to now, you know?
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days, right.
The good old days. Kind of.
But this was like the early good old days. Like, I can remember, like, my earliest memories are like mid to late 70s
kind
of area.
Okay.
Well, this is from like 1974, so it was really kind of even, it's pretty old for me even is what I'm saying. But this movie is called Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry.
Never heard of it.
No, you never
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's kind of one of those old early 70s heist slash car race movies.
Oh, there you go.
Kind of, you know, Dukes of Hazzard-y kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like porn for Chris.
In fact,
actually, porn for Chris is relatives having sex. We've discussed that before, but whatever.
Right.
Just that sister you guys never had. That's all.
Thank God.
Man, it ain't even like that.
You're lucky he didn't dress you up as a woman.
Yeah, that never happened.
So anyway, yeah, this movie is something else, man. It's funny. It's actually kind of entertaining. You know, it's got good action, you know, car sequences, stunts and stuff, you know.
Okay.
It's all good. And it just brings you back to those early days, man, if you're a little older like I am, to where, I mean, you know, things are so PC nowadays. And this movie has got the lines in it that are, I mean, you can tell it's from that old era, you know.
Should I get the censor beep ready? Or?
Yeah, no, but especially, like, towards women and stuff like that, you know, like the attitudes. You would never hear this shit in a modern movie, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I pulled a few little quotes or lines out of it because I thought it was hilarious.
Who wants to
start? This is just a study in how things used to be.
Who wants to start the betting pool on which one of these lines Chris will get tattooed on his fucking arm?
Right. Huh? Chris, I thought of you. Obviously, it's cars, like, you know, and stuff.
Oh, cars, right.
Yeah.
Cars.
Vroom, vroom.
Well, it's like a heist movie. They start out two guys, and they're NASCAR guys. One guy is the driver.
Every guy is a NASCAR guy, Brad.
All right, well.
Okay. All right.
No, I mean, this guy's an actual driver in NASCAR, and the other guy is his mechanic, his head mechanic.
Okay.
And these two guys are doing a heist. Because I guess their racing career is not going so great or something. I don't know.
I wonder if one of them was Dick Trickle.
It's a crazy heist. They're heisting literally a grocery store's money, cash, you know, safe or whatever.
Oh.
I don't know, yeah, how much you can really get out of that. But I guess they probably waited for payroll day and rolled
in. Well, most grocery stores, you can go cash checks and shit out. They have money centers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to imagine what people spend on groceries. Groceries aren't cheap. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's true. It's just when you think of heist movie, you don't think grocery store. Usually.
Well, yeah, I think it's in a time frame, though, before there was any type of assistance or credit cards or anything like that, so it was all done in cash.
That's true.
So you're talking that's a lot of cash.
Yeah, this is the early
70s.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so. No. Yep, so anyway, they meet up with this girl, of course, you know, that becomes kind of the love interest to the driver guy. Thus the, you know,
nobody ever
Dirty Larry,
mechanic,
Crazy,
you
know? Mary, you know, that's the two.
Okay.
I just wanted to go over a few things that are said in this, actually in the script of this movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, this girl is always referred to by this guy who's slept with her before, and then, you know, they broke up kind of thing, and they hooked up right at the right time at the end of this heist, and so she ends up being on the run with them in this car. They start out in an Impala. Of some kind. Hmm. I remember. They end up, though, in this, you know, Dukes of Hazzard car, literally.
Like
same
'69
year.
Charger?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
way cooler than an Impala.
Is it? Oh, okay. Who knows?
Unless it's a 94 Impala.
Who knows, Danny?
Talk made me dumb real quick.
I still want a 94 Impala.
Why?
Because that's what Ice Cube always drove in, like, yeah. All About the Benjamins and shit.
Oh, okay.
That's what Ice Cube always drove them in.
That's a legitimate reason.
They kind of only came in one color, black.
Hmm.
So the cops are alerted, and, you know, on the tail of these guys, you know, while they're driving across the state or whatever, trying to get away. And this girl is constantly referred to by the Dirty Larry.
Dirty Larry.
Dirty Larry.
That's a horrible name. Always I don't referring want to be Dirty Larry.
Crazy Mary. Now, this girl is not, she's called Crazy Mary, but she's not. She's kind of just a normal girl out having a little fun, you know, whatever. Okay. And she thinks she's having fun on this, going along with this heist thing. So, anyway, she's not bad, but she is constantly referred to by him as things like, you dumb broad, all the time.
You dumb broad.
Yeah. Hey, stupid.
Hey, stupid. Okay. So far, it sounds like what Chris calls me at work.
She's a dingleberry.
that one you don't expect. That's
funny. Dad always called us dingleberries growing up.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was. I was like, oh, it must be some sort of fruit. No, it turns out it's like dried poop by your butthole.
Or the best one, super crotch.
Super crotch.
Oh, that's the one you're getting tattooed, right?
Super crotch. Yeah.
Across your knuckles? Five. Those are five.
I'll make it work.
Letter words. Okay.
Super
getting
crotch.
Getting the thumbs in there, man. Getting all.
Yeah, in fact.
I can spell Supa, S-U-P-A.
Supa? Oh, you meant to say that. Okay.
Yeah, and then...
That's actually, I was gonna
I'm sure I can leave a letter out of crotch and get the point across.
Super crutch. Super crutch. My apologies. It sucks because I was going to name this episode of Hold My Horror 2 like a sequel, but we haven't really been talking about Halloween stuff, so it's totally going to be Hold My Super Crotch.
As you know, I was on just last week, possibly. At least
allegedly.
Allegedly.
It was like a Bigfoot sighting, you know?
Well, anyway... We went over some good horror stuff last week.
True.
You know, I didn't know if I was going to be even on this week, so.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
Super crotch.
Like yeah, that. Exactly. And I mean, here's a line that actually in this movie, spoken by this guy, that you would never hear ever in a movie nowadays. This was actually said. Every bone in her crotch, that's what I'm going to break.
Right? Every who bone in her that? Crotch?
It's crazy, man.
It doesn't even sound like a sexual thing. Sounds like he's going to go out with a fucking sledgehammer.
I was like, what did he just say?
Every bone in her crotch.
Crazy, right?
I'm going to break.
Is that like the whole pelvic region? Like no, just no pelvic bone.
Right. It's going to turn it to mush.
Yeah.
Like a punched lasagna. It's,
the pelvic bone's going to be dripping out.
Done fuck this like bitch that. Right into a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
So it was just bad. And then like... Later on, one of the cops are chasing him. He thinks he's going to finally get these guys. And he just says some stuff like, I'm going to stick right up your ass this time, buddy.
I'm going to stick right up your ass.
Yeah, he's followed by, I'm going to eat your lunch, you long-haired faggot.
What the fuck is that?
I'm going to eat your lunch?
What does that even mean?
I mean, the script in this movie is just wild.
It's weird because it sounds like, I mean, he calls him, slang for a homosexual, but then it sounds like he's hitting on him.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, big boy, I'm going to eat your lunch.
That's Conan style.
Hey, I'm going to toss your salad and peel your potatoes, you bad, bad man. Get over your super like, crotch.
He's like driving in his cop car on his own, trying to catch this guy, you know, up ahead, trying to get away.
I'm going
to
eat your lunch.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
What if it was literal?
I'm going to stick in your ass, right. Eat your lunch. What?
That's the reach around, right?
Yeah.
I just hope it was literal, though. Like, he just really made you go eat his lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to rest you, throw you in the back. I'm going to throw you in the back of my cop car, and I'll make you watch me eat your bloated sandwich.
Just right in front of the cop car window. Yeah.
And if you move, I'm going to break every bone in your crotch.
It is way more threatening when you say it to a guy like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it means a whole different something.
That means you're going to Dick Kick City, man.
But for this guy to just say that shit to her all the time, and just what he calls her, all this stuff, it's crazy.
I'm going to eat your lunch, man. I'm using that.
This is literally like his traveling companion, and companion otherwise, sort of, you know, whatever. He keeps trying to dump her, though, along the way. She keeps, making it back to the car or something somehow. Or in the car.
Well, why wouldn't you want to get back with this guy after he's going to break every bone in her pelvis or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Super crotch.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
If you combine him,
that's why he calls her super crotch, because he ain't been able to break it yet.
And he's ate her lunch.
There you go.
Whoa, he ate her lunch for like 3 hours straight the other day.
But this 69 Charger that they got is like a lime green with like a black stripe. Racing stripe.
I had a Roadrunner. Kind of wild looking. Lime green.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I can't remember what the color code name for that one is, but I know the purple was Plum Crazy Purple. And the pink was Panther Pink. Really? And the green had a funky name, too, but I can't remember it. Mm.
Gumption Green.
Gumption?
Gumption Green. Nah. Gumby Green?
No.
Gack Green?
It's not that color,
it's
either.
It's neon green. It's like...
Yeah.
Like Gumby was Hunter Green.
I hated Gumby like Dynamite so fucking green. Much, man.
It's a bullshit show.
Yes.
You know what's a victimless crime?
Killing Gumby.
And his horse.
And eating his fucking lunch.
Beating Gumby to death heads. With
Don't
his horse.
Them. Yeah, I would beat Gumby to death with his horse. After forcing them to
we
make
we should
a
blow
tape.
Up every TV station that ever aired it.
No, because I think Nickelodeon was one of those. Nickelodeon might suck now, but it used to be awesome. Fucking Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Great show. Great show.
Man, what about, you can't do that on television. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, I remember
that's an older
that.
One.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no.
You've been slimed, you know.
Yeah.
There's always a bucket of slime falling on someone.
Yeah, yeah. What stuff. Was that game show where you had to guess what somebody's talent was? And if you get it wrong, you got slimed.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I had the panel Double and Dingers? Like the clues would come out on little trains.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Dude, I know what you're talking about, man. Yeah,
Double Dare, though. Double Dare is fucking
okay.
great.
Yeah, Double Dare.
Mark Summers.
Yeah, he probably, I think he killed himself.
Mark Summers does something new now. What does he do?
I don't know. He's from Indiana, though.
He didn't kill himself?
No.
I'm almost positive he killed himself.
I didn't think that.
All right, well, let's shoot from the hip. If you're Mark Summers, how are you going to end it? Because I'm
on
climbing...
how it's made. In a pencil maker.
To what? What?
He hosts the show for a while called... How It's Made.
Yeah, okay. On the Food
and in one of the episodes, no, not on the Food Network. That's a different one.
Oh.
He did two of them. One of them was on another channel, and he showed how random everyday items were made, like pencils.
Okay.
In the pencil maker. That's how I do it.
You just jump right into
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wow. one that shreds it up and makes the little wooden pencils, you know, or the wood for the pencils.
Right.
Because it's all pressed in anyway.
So I was thinking, you remember on Double Dare, they had the giant ear that you'd have to go through the earwax? He drowns himself in the earwax, man. gripping that red flag
I remember,
for victory.
I remember him being at, like I said, he's from Indiana.
I did not know that.
So I remember him being at the Indianapolis 500, like at the height of his Nickelodeon career or whatever.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. So I think the best way for him to go out is to bring Mario Andretti out of retirement.
Who's that?
He's a famous IndyCar driver.
Okay.
Like the most famous. He's like the Earnhardt of open wheel. Come on, Danny.
Yeah, sorry.
He's Italian Earnhardt.
Trioval?
Fuck you. Anyway, so you just tie him to the back of an Indy car, balls to the wall.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I like the earwax better.
That's fine.
You know Mark Summers is totally still alive?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah.
And he spells his name M-A-R-C. Hmm. That's stupid. Yeah. It needs to be a K.
Maybe it's short for Marcus.
Hey, I got an update real quick. Can I update something real quick?
I believe the show you were talking about, Chris, was Unwrapped.
Yeah.
That's the food one.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Food one. Here it is. Four celebrity panelists, usually from other Nickelodeon shows, try to guess hidden talents or other secrets of the young contestants. Two per show by asking questions that have yes or no answers. The panelists have three rounds to figure it out, blah, blah, blah.
What's it called?
Figure It Out.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Well, that was fucking simple enough.
Pulled it up right here. Figure It Out.
Yeah, Chris Jericho was on an episode once. He got slimed, baby.
Okay.
I think he would probably drown himself in a big bucket of slime.
Right.
Slime.
Yeah. Do the like cartoony fingers thing where he holds the fingers up and each time is one less. And the last one was just the middle finger and he slipped it off a bunch of innocent kids.
And the bubbles are coming out.
You ruined my life, you tiny fuckers.
No, but James, you remember the arcade game show, right?
Yep.
Oh,
where they challenged
each
other to different games.
Yeah.
And then the last one, they were in a video game, which you know is just them standing in front of a green screen.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that was called either.
Arcade something.
Nick Arcade.
Nick Arcade.
I have actually the list of game shows from Nickelodeon pulled up on my phone.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Would you like me to read some of them off as a side story here
Might
real quick?
Well. Then we'll review another beer.
Everybody knows Double Dare.
Yes, of course. Classic.
Okay. You just mentioned Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I loved that show, man.
Nickelodeon Guts.
That
Guts
was awesome.
Awesome.
Guts was awesome.
Okay. Talking about Nick Arcade.
I was always so jealous of those fit little kids.
Well, Guts is kind of like...
Like, why am I fat and living in a trailer park? Why am I not on Guts?
Yeah, it's like mentally handicapped American Ninja Warrior, you know?
Yeah, well, we just said Necrocrane, like I said. Right. Figure It Out.
Figure It Out.
Talk about that one.
We figured that out.
Wild and Crazy Kids. What was that one? I don't remember that one.
Oh,
I remember the
that
name.
One.
Is that the one where it was in the house?
No.
The set was the house?
No. It was just a bunch of kids on teams doing different challenges outside and stuff.
Wild and Crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Wild and Crazy Kids is an American television game show in which large teams, usually consisting of entirely of children, participating in head-to-head physical challenges on Nickelodeon.
Eat shit, Chris. That's what that said.
Kind of sounds like Guts.
Presented by Omar Gooding.
Omar Gooding. You don't remember Omar Gooding?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does. You used to watch the show. I know you did.
I can pull up pictures of Omar Gooding.
No, that's fine.
No. We're good. If you had to be on one of these game shows, which one would you go for? Because I'm going on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, Double Dare. All day long.
You think so? Okay, Brad?
Game shows. Like the Nickelodeon
mm-hmm.
game shows? I think, yeah, it would have to be Double Dare.
Yeah. Okay. Yams?
No, I wouldn't be on the arcade one. I mean, that's a
damn it. That's a good answer, games. Too. The only bad answer is guts.
It is.
Because I don't think any of us were in shape as kids.
No, but I'm thinking if I could go there now, I might be able to like push them out of the way.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And then take my time and waddle over stuff.
We need to do a reboot of Wild and Crazy Kids and put you in there. How old are you? I'm 13. Hey, is your mom single?
There's a whole there's
heard
a
you
bunch
got a
of
divorce.
Them. Here's a bunch of them I haven't heard of. Get the Picture.
Yep.
What Would You Do?
Yep.
Finders Keepers?
Nope.
All right. Make the Grade.
That sounds educational. That's
Brain Surge. Think Fast.
Was where in the world is Carmen Sandiego on that?
No.
No.
My Family's Got Guts.
I'm assuming that's Guts with a family. Oh, God, could you imagine me and you on a team with Dad and Mom? Our parents? But could you picture our dad looking at the rock wall and just cursing it out instead of trying to climb it? Like, no, that rock wall obviously wants to suck my dick. I'm not going to go near it. Guts, man. You can suck my guts. Douchebag.
This one, Chris, you might remember. It's called Funhouse. The pictures look really, really familiar. That's what I'm saying.
No, but it looks cool, though.
It was a trivia show?
No.
Man, that's why I didn't.
All right. Well, we just went down memory lane, so let's drink these memories away with our second barrel of the beer review.
Yay. Kill them all.
What?
Memories.
Oh.
I gotta sort them out.
Brain cells.
Yeah, one by one.
Beer review.
Beer 2. And up top it says, it's like Sputnik. And then you turn around, it says, a virtual planetoid. I don't know what any of that means. I know what Sputnik is.
Yeah.
I know what a planetoid is. I don't know how that pertains to a beer.
Now, I sort of got the Taco Cat for James, yeah. And I tried this one, and I liked it, which is crazy, because it's as dark as fucking Jaeger.
Yeah, it's a Scotch Ale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old Chub.
Yeah, it is.
Which is a retired penis, right?
Old Chub. Yeah. I like to think my penis will never retire.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It will always be a little dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how does Old Chub connect with the first two words?
Sputnik?
Yeah.
I don't
Planetoid,
know.
Planetoid, Sputnik, or
well,
Old
it's
Chub.
Brewed
None
and canned
of it fits
at
together.
Osaka Blues Brewery.
That is blatantly Oscar. Oscar Blues Brewery.
What did you say, James?
Osaka.
Osaka?
Osaka. OSKR is like, Osaka?
No, it looked like two A's. My bad. Does it not look like two A's? Fuck off. There's no definition in
Didn't
that
Didn't we
shit.
Nuke this brewery in World War II? This is a 8% alcohol content. This might be a little rough.
It's not. Pack I'm telling you, I tried it. It's fucking awesome.
It's 8%.
Yeah.
Nice. You can go to OscarBlues.com for more information.
Yeah. Scottish ale or Scotch ale, whatever.
Yeah, brewed in Canada, Oscar Blues Brewery in Longmont, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado!
They don't put their whole address on there.
That's because they don't want you giving it out for free.
Weird, huh?
Who's toasting?
Brad.
Brad is toasting.
All right, what do we got tonight, fellas?
I don't know.
That's on you, buddy.
Okay, we're going to toast to that poor puppy.
The one Danny stomped to death?
Yeah.
Let's not remember the homeless guy.
Yeah, the one Danny stomped to death?
Or the billions
don't
of
worry
prostitutes.
About the homeless guy.
Yeah, whatever. Cheers, you asshole.
Cheers.
Oh, if you don't want it, pour it in this one.
That has a bite to it.
It's good shit, right, Danny?
That's really good, dude. I like that a lot.
It's like sweet.
Yeah. I can't believe you like this, though, because it is...
Do we have the same shit? Because that is not fucking sweet, and it has a bitter bite to it.
No, this is good, man.
you just sensitive to that kind of beer.
Yeah, you guys don't want it. Just pour it into my glass. That is amazing.
It takes a few drinks for me, but yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I don't know. Having that first tongue touch. Ugh. I would eat this beer's lunch. I like it so much.
This is awful.
Like I said, I tried it. I got all three of these at Benny's, which is a huge liquor store up there. In Chicago. Like,
I would put this on the Mount Rushmore of beers we've tried. Sorry to cut you off. I will have sex with this beer in front of you guys if you want.
Like, I've been to three
no takers?
Or...
Just use
no,
it as lube.
It's gross.
I've been to three or four of them, and they're not much smaller than our local Walmart.
Oh, Benny's?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. It is alcohol everywhere.
Well, where was I that we went to? I think it was in, like, Ohio or... Illinois is one of the two.
Okay.
And went into a big superstore that was a fucking liquor store. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we walked around. They had a I really wish I could remember where the hell I was at.
You know, drugs will do that to you, James.
Cocaine, it's a hell of a drug.
It really is fun alcohol shopping in a big place like that.
I know.
I mean, this is so neat. They had like samples you could do. They had different ones you could sample and everything, and just aisles and aisles of fucking shit you never heard of. Cheaper vodka than you ever knew there was.
Well, that's
you're
not
talking
necessarily
like a
honest.
Half gallon for $1.75. I'm like, what the fuck does that taste like? Paint
or
thinner?
The most expensive ever?
Yeah, right. Like just all down the aisle, you got a $120 bottle of vodka.
Wow,
it's like that is a drastic change.
That's what we need
amazing.
To do. We need to get the cheapest one and the most expensive one and try them on the same
well, they,
show.
They had
no,
a,
no, you got to do it in all three.
Oh, the middle as well.
Yeah.
Okay. They had, your middle's just gonna be like Smirnoff or something, though.
I don't think we can do that.
Why?
Because there's a show that is on that BuzzFeed network.
Huh?
It's on their Worth It channel, and it's where they tried three different things at three different price points.
I've watched that.
Yeah, I don't think we can rip them off.
They did pizza, though.
They did all kinds of things. You know, I was thinking I had a shoot from hip because I had that revelation with last time we did. What's our favorite? You know, Halloween scary movie. What about video? Everybody here plays video games. What's your favorite video game? Which one actually? Says it's a horror game, you know?
Oh, Resident Evil 2 for me, definitely.
Definitely?
Yes, definitely. I still have it for the N64.
Yeah, definitely resonates as a horror thing.
Definitely. And I played Resident Evil 7. I never finished it because it's too fucking stressful. Like, I have these giant slug monsters coming at me. I have a knife, a 9mm with one bullet, and a shotgun with no bullets. The fuck am I going to do? And it was when they jumped to first person. Mm. So it's, I don't know, it immerses you more. It takes away the shitty tank controls, which is awesome. Oh my god, it's stressful. And I also got the HD remake of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And they took away the tank controls in that.
Oh, really?
Which is pretty nice. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's only like 10
or 15
bucks. I never
minded the controls too much, but...
They were a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, they were.
Sometimes it was, but not,
like, if you're
I didn't
trying
ever
to move
have much trouble with
the
it.
Goddamn statue across the fucking room to get the fucking map above the fucking bookshelf, and you get the fucking statue stuck in the fucking corner because you can't push the motherfucker correctly,
yep.
Yeah. That shit used to drive me fucking nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And under the right context, I know it's not a horror game, but you can kind of make believe a little bit. But in Skyrim, where you can become this werewolf or this vampire and go into dungeons and fight zombies, kind of gives off that vibe at certain points. Mm-hmm. And I still love that game. I'm still fucking playing it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was definitely Silent Hill.
Oh.
Silent Hill was way more fucked up than Resident Evil.
I never actually
shit.
Played Silent Hill.
Yeah, see, yeah,
I only watched
people
play.
See, that was mine too. Was Silent Hill.
Okay. I too tried playing that new Resident Evil game.
Man,
my medication is not strong enough for that shit. And my girlfriend doesn't like drugs in the house, so I never finished it.
I never tried playing while, like, high. I should try that. Maybe I could beat the fucking game now.
No, you'd probably be fucking scared yourself shitless and have nightmares for a week.
It's all real.
But, yeah, and then, honestly, the most terrifying experience I've ever had playing a video game was when we used to play Trials at your house.
Really? Anxiety
over
used to get you?
And over again, fail after fail. It doesn't matter if I was playing the game. It got to the point. Where they would do this one section so much, I'd have to leave the room.
Really?
I'm like, I can't do this.
Oh, wow. anybody ever played Dead Space?
Nope.
It's kind
I
of
never
a
played
funny
it.
One.
I saw it. But
it was one of the free games on Xbox Live. I re-downloaded it, but I never beat it. I played it when it was new for a little while. I borrowed it off of a buddy. But the other game, the other 360 game I downloaded to my Xbox One was the Ghostbusters game from 2009, which is perfect for this time of year. I mean, they have all the original voice actors back, so it's the last time you get to hear... you know, the actual Egon, you know.
Harold Ramis.
Yeah. And Bill Murray kind of almost care, but not quite. But Ernie Hudson's having a great day, so it's fucking, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh,
yeah.
So you pulled like a Peter Dinklage in Destiny 1.
Yes. Yes. That's your Peter Brinkman for the game. But The game's still a lot of fun. It holds up really well. It's fun. Mm-hmm. They kind of take the Gears of War controls, but make them less shitty. But, you have that giant proton pack on your back, so you kind of move kind of tankishly.
And the storyline's good, and you get to do all kinds of cool shit that are callbacks from the game and stuff. Like, well, the first thing you do is take out Stay Puft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the end of the first stage.
Yeah.
That's a blast. Cool. And they take some liberties with the proton pack, but that's to add to the gameplay. Like, there's stasis beams. Your proton and slime are just like, it just switches canisters pretty much. And there's some, like, machine gun fire thing that nobody ever uses. Cause
I don't think I ever even unlocked it.
You need your slime and your proton. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, no, that game's a lot of fun. You can actually buy it on PS4 and Xbox One now. Straight off the marketplace. I really suggest that game.
Nice. Well, for me, it's definitely Resident Evil 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Did you play the director's cut?
Yes.
I don't know if there's any differences between the original, but all the copies I saw said director's cut.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I did have that.
Fat
yeah.
cases with the double disc director's cut.
Oh, memories.
I just like and the survivor. Cards. I just like the survivor horror aspect of it.
And that the when you go down that hallway super early and all, like you walk down it, nothing happens. You walk back and those dogs jump through those fucking windows. Yeah.
Or you open that the front door. You open the front door and they're right there.
One
first.
Snaps at you.
Yeah, oh, there's some God. Scary parts in that when you first play it.
Yeah, in the definitely. Remake, if you open it this time, the dog actually jumps in. Not nearly as scary, even though you have to kill it. Because in the original one, it went to a cutscene and it just starts snapping at you and you
yeah,
shove
you close
it.
Close the door real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, it actually just jumps past you and then tries to attack you. More dangerous, not nearly as scary.
Huh. There's supposed to be a, by the end of this year, a like an H.P. Lovecraft, you know, Call of Cthulhu game.
That's how I'll get into it. That could be
for
really
all
cool.
the platforms and the computer and everything.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And yeah, it's actually supposed to really do it justice this time. And it's set in the 1920s. It's got like insanity kind of, you know.
Well, there's a PC game on it that went over really well that's based on all of that. Yeah. I can't remember. I think it's just called, like, the Call of Cthulhu or
oh,
something.
The PC game, you're saying? Yeah. It's supposed to be an improvement on that, you know.
Okay. That game looks fun, honestly.
Yeah, it actually has, like, a madness thing, and it has, you know, it's actually a mystery going on, all that stuff.
That could
not
be really
so
cool.
much on action. Yeah.
Right.
So, it's hard to make a Lovecraft, you know, video game, because it just devolves into action stuff, you know, which isn't what... it was all about, but...
That's true, yeah, I can
anyway,
see
anyway, yeah, so that's supposed to be out sometime by Christmas, I think, or something.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you can watch, like, a good trailer of it online.
Yeah,
I forget what
afterwards.
It's called, but...
Okay, I'm pretty sure if you type in Call of Cthulhu game
oh, yeah,
or something...
you'll figure it out, yeah. Okay. There's not many of them out there.
Right.
Just that old one you're talking about.
Yeah. And but, yours was Silent Hill, you said, James?
Yeah. Other than that, you know, talking about all the Resident Evil, my favorite still was 3, though.
3 was really good.
That was a really good game.
I liked 3 a lot.
I played it Nemesis. A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what True Video Game Terror is, though?
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. All 3 of them. I like
True Video Game Terror.
Are you bringing this back to Gran Turismo?
Playing Gran Turismo.
And
Golden 1 for 12 hours. Just to unlock the GTS Coupe. Viper GTS Coupe.
Yeah.
That's the blue one with the white stripes. Hard top, okay? It's a coupe.
Well, that's not the scary part. It's the twist ending.
No memory card.
But he knew that going in. So he knew he couldn't save his data. So him and his buddy took a fucking Polaroid picture of the screen with the car on it. And then, like, I think, did he do it again, like, the next weekend, though?
Knowing, I knew whenever I had to hit that button, that power button, I was going to do it all again tomorrow.
I can't believe that PlayStation survived that, honestly. My PS3 couldn't survive me playing Heavy Rain for 16 hours straight.
Like, that's the struggle. Growing up poor in the hood, your PlayStation, your games from Rent-A-Center. You ain't got money for a memory card.
No.
That's extra.
We had that thing for 2 fucking years before we got a memory card. Or a second controller.
Damn.
We had Jet Moto and 3 demo discs.
I remember those old demo discs.
Gax.
Yeah, kind of fun.
That game was fun.
I played the demo. I played the demo of that. I played the demo of Tomb Raider.
I had that disc, too. I know exactly what disc you're talking about.
Yeah,
I had it, too.
I think they came with it.
But I actually bought some of the games.
I mean, we bought some. We never bought any of the Resident Evil games. Your guys' old friend John always brought them over.
Yeah, I had bought mine.
Bought the PlayStation to get Tomb Raider. You know, remember they were advertising that heavily, you know?
Did you ever play the remake?
No.
You should, man. It's really good for Xbox One or PS4.
I always liked them.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot of fun.
You should check it out. Yeah.
A lot of fun. I haven't played the second one. I have it. It came free with my Xbox One. Just never played it.
Mine came with... a Phantom Pain disc.
Oh, Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's the full game or the prequel, though. That's the only question I have.
I haven't even opened it.
There's a pre-release. Know. Oh. I hear 5 is really good, if that's the actual game. Like, really good. It's actually open world. And you can put these balloons on people's backs, and they just get sucked up into the sky. So, but...
keep around a box and tag somebody with a balloon.
Yeah, pretty much it. It doesn't sound as fun when you just say it, but I've seen video, and it looks fun.
Oh no! See, that's why I like Just Cause 3, because you do all kinds of crazy shit with that. So
yeah, I think you referred to that as the fuck shit up the simulator. I think that's what you told me it was,
more or less. And there's one point if you look for some of the Easter eggs, you can find a gun that when you shoot somebody, their head gets bigger and bigger until the point where they float away.
Oh, awesome! So kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have to check it out. It sounds fun.
So I've got a bit of a tale, I guess you could say. When I was living out in Arizona. Now, I'm going to tell you about the time I set a mountain on fire.
What?
Okay, yeah. Right? We haven't.
Are
had
you
a,
wanted for this? Should you put this out in the public?
Allegedly, we'll just say.
There
okay.
You go.
Well,
turns
this is
out
all
that
allegedly.
All the problems. Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
I can't be convicted if I don't remember.
I don't know if that's how that works.
What?
Okay.
Do you guys have any good gun stories or anything? Like, that's what this turns into, basically.
It was an incendiary round? Is how you set a mountain on fire?
Possibly.
We'll get there.
Possibly, yeah.
Like a tracer round, maybe?
We'll get
Chris?
There.
Tracer round? Chris, don't try to guess the ammo. It's a weird game to play that nobody asked you to participate in.
Sorry. No, shit.
I was asking for your own gun story.
I love bullets. Nah, there's this one time we was all shooting out to my dad's house. And I'm talking like,
yeah,
everybody was there.
This is good. What, like
I might have been there.
Ago?
Yeah, probably. And I had just bought a new Springfield, I think it was the XDS, the smallest of the XD platform. It was a 45. And I'm standing there, and like Yams is there, and the stripper was there, and my Danny was there.
Oh, my Danny's kind of, yeah. I mean.
And like, whoa. I had the gun down to my side, and like, I have trigger control. I've been gunning since I was like fucking a kid.
He's
like
been
kindergarten.
Gunning, yeah.
Like, I'm not stupid with a gun. That fucker just randomly decided to discharge.
When you pulled the trigger.
I did not pull the fucking trigger. Why would I pull the trigger?
Nobody saw you not pull the trigger.
No one saw me pull the trigger.
I feel like we kind of did.
Can I be convicted if I don't remember?
Of this? Well, you didn't hit anybody. Thank God. I don't see how.
It was damn close.
That bullet was less than an inch away from the stripper's foot.
And you were just holding it?
I was just holding it.
No, you didn't hit it against nothing?
No. And then here's the thing, though. Them guns got recalled for discharging on themselves.
Uh-huh.
No, there was a giant recall on Springville. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
I turned it in. They gave me my money back.
Of course, man. All that happened.
It did. Look it up.
The story didn't end with you pulling the trigger and trying to shoot your girlfriend at the time.
Okay, first
off. Hey, nobody would blame you.
Hold on. Talk about strippers and guns. That reminds me of something.
What?
So we can either hit it now or we can wait a second.
I kind of want to know now.
Oh, this guy, he had a big gun collection, and he brought home some strippers, and they fucking took all his guns.
Yeah.
And do we cover that?
Troll?
Troll and Jason?
Yeah. No, not them. No, it was like a cop over in like Kokomo or something.
Because this thing had this is different. Because his dad had three guns. They bought one to replace him. Like, well, hey, no. That's good enough.
This guy had
you know, it was a high
closer to 100 guns, and they came up missing. He's like, well... Guess I'm gonna learn my lesson not to bring them home. I'm like, good lord, dude.
What the hell?
I've had one of those. I've had one of those moments. I didn't bring a stripper home. A stripper was brought to my house.
Yeah.
With one person.
Oh, it was Josh. He's been on the podcast.
No. It came with John.
Oh, that's right.
And Josh, it was left with Josh.
Right. Let's be honest. It didn't come with John.
No. But still. And then, Josh let it stay the night instead of sending it home like he should have. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't let stray cats stay at the house. Send them on their way.
You feed them. What are you talking about? As far as you didn't make her a fucking sandwich.
She ended up stealing his... Tuna sandwich. She stole like $10 out of my pants that I had hanging in the bathroom.
Right.
Took Josh's PlayStation 2. No, and PlayStation 3. Took his PlayStation 3, a copy of Final Fantasy 12, and his alarm clock because it was a satellite alarm clock for some reason. And that was about it. The alarm clock is what threw me off.
Yeah, I don't get it, honestly. It's weird that she dug through pants as well, I kind of think.
Well, she needs an alarm clock. I'm assuming that means she works the early shift at the strip club, and that's not what you want.
No.
Okay, first off,
you don't want an early shift stripper.
We have one strip club in town. They don't open until 4. I know that because it's spray painted on the outside fucking wall. You don't bring a stripper home from there.
There was another robbery report in the news. I think it was like Newcastle or Whitewood or someplace like that.
Or White Castle.
Could be White Castle. Mm. Or New Wood, whatever.
Right.
Which just makes all the words together.
Yeah, of course.
Any combination. Mm. But it was a retired sheriff, that got robbed, and they stole a live grenade. And he told the newspaper, I hope it didn't fall into the wrong hands.
It did?
It was stolen, motherfucker. Come on.
I hope the put took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every good pope needs a hand grenade.
Oh, somewhere out there is two idiots with a fucking live grenade.
Why did he have it?
Great.
I don't know. Ex-cop had bullshit. I don't know. He probably took it. Okay. Probably confiscated it for some fucking veteran or something.
I didn't take it from him. I would love to steal a live grenade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It'd be so much fucking fun.
Well, you'd just steal the pin by accident.
I would throw the pin and hold the grenade.
You would.
All day long.
Oh, this is me. Bye, guys. All right, so those are some gun stories, Brad.
Okay. And stripper stories.
Yeah, he's got those.
You'd be surprised how often they...
Right on. Well, I remember that.
It's like biscuits and gravy, man.
I remember that day I was shooting over at you guys' house. Your dad let me shoot that Dirty Harry special.
Oh, that's 44 Magnum.
Sweet. Yeah. That was nice. But that's not the story.
Right, yeah. I was there, and there were no mountains around to be caught on
No,
fire.
Exactly. I was out in Arizona. I had a buddy, Jesse. And he had a lot of guns, we'll just say. Typical Arizona, you know.
Sure. I don't think I've met one.
He had an AR-15 and something bigger, some other bigger rifle. I'm not sure what it was. Couple pistols, 30-06 rifle,
okay,
stuff like that. So we went out shooting. He took us out deep into the desert where you kind of come off a highway onto like a rocky, like, you know, dirt path into the desert, you know, and you get to these little mountains. There's a bunch of junk and shit.
I feel like this is going to be like a Sixth Sense twist where it turns out Brad's been dead the whole time.
yeah, it might be. No. But I might have been in an Arizona jail, we'll say. There's these small mountains off the side of the road, right? So
right.
We pull over there. Bunch of junk, you know, dishwashers, car doors, you know, bottles, everything. Just shit that you can shoot, basically.
People
go out there and shoot. Now, it's illegal. You're not supposed to go out into the desert and be shooting like that there, probably.
What else are you going to do there?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And obviously everybody goes. So I was like, okay, this is cool, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, of course, then you start shooting, naturally you want to start shooting at cactus and stuff. And that's definitely illegal.
Right.
So, okay, but you got to do a few of those, whatever, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Why is it illegal to shoot cactuses?
It's protected plant life in forest and stuff.
You know. I feel like
that's like shooting a fucking tree.
Man, I
feel like a cactus is made to protect itself.
Not from fucking bullets.
When it involves throwing those fucking needles around, we'll fucking respect it then, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Evolution, bitch.
It's a fucking tree.
So I had back then I had my baby eagle, and he had a Glock 45. And we were doing the whole, speaking of Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft, bang, 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 left,
you guys
right,
were dual wielding?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. We were doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Okay.
So then, yeah, in fact, this is my best shot ever of any time ever.
The Kimbo Assassin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had my gun. I was about, 30 feet, something like that. It wasn't real short, but it wasn't real long either, but it was out there. I set up a bottle.
So it's mid-range, you would say.
Yeah, I'd say mid-range. I set up a bottle, put a tennis ball that was out there, too, on top of it. I just wanted to hit something. One of them. Both, whatever. So I stand back and, about to shoot my baby eagle. And for some reason, last second, man, some kind of gangster shit goes through my head. And I'm just like, why not? And I turn it sideways, right? Gangster style. Shoot the fucking tennis ball off the bottle.
Sideways.
Didn't move the bottle at all.
Wow.
The ball goes shooting back to the little mountain and then hits it and wings back toward us.
Wow.
And shit. I was like, holy shit, did you see that? No, I'm sorry.
I'm a badass now.
It was not a tennis ball. It was a golf ball.
Oh, even more.
It was a golf ball.
Next time he tells the story, it'll be a grape.
Yeah, exactly. That would have fell through the bottle.
Well, last year was a bowling ball.
No, because I just remember looking at it.
As it falls through the bottle.
There you go.
I just remember looking at the ball afterwards, and I couldn't tell if it just hit it, or like would a bullet go through a golf ball, or just hit it and wing it. That's why
the rubber on the inside.
It would shred it, and rip it in half.
Because it had an indentation on it. Like where it looked like a bullet might be lodged in there or something, or it just hit it. I don't know what, but it was the best shot I ever took ever, and it was gangster sidearm style.
I can't hit anything aiming normally, so
it was pretty sweet.
I also don't think I fired a gun sideways.
I have.
I feel like I need to. Chris, hand me that gun.
I don't think I've ever done it to my Glock.
You wanna? I got it. Mm-hmm.
I know you're carrying my gun.
So there's 9 millimeters in this room right now. We can dual wield sideways.
So, yeah, it was all fun. We had a lot of fun. It was all fun and games until we were shooting shit up on the mountaintop by this time, a little cactus or whatever up there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so he gives it to me. I'm shooting. And, yeah, it turns out about every fifth round he put a tracer round in this clip.
Called it.
Didn't tell you?
And so He told me, but I didn't think
none of it. Who gives a fuck, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I just didn't think none of it. I guess I just didn't think, you know,
right.
about the consequences of a tracer round, possibly. Yeah. But, yeah, all of a sudden we see a fire erupt up there from me shooting. And, I mean, we were like, holy shit. And it was already like a big, kind of big fire, you know, whatever.
I hope
Let
you
off
like-
smoke. We took off. Got in the truck, took the fuck off, out of there, got back to the highway. But
that's after you put the fire out, right?
No.
Yeah.
We couldn't get up there. Yeah, well, I mean, it was like steep.
That kind of reminds me of
no way
something.
You were getting up there.
I hope you shot an armadillo and that's what caught on fire.
Yeah, well, we would have got our asses in trouble for sure.
Oh, definitely.
If there was a cop around.
Yeah.
We got out.
I remember one day hanging out with our friend John, speaking of him yet again, and the dumbass shit he does. He tells me in Chambers, he's like, I'm going to go meet you guys behind Jones Woods. Meet you in Jones Woods. You know, the woods there. But
yeah.
Back behind it and shit. I'm like, okay, we'll be there here in like a half an hour. We fucking show up, and this son of a bitch done tried to start a fucking fire, and it's fall, and all the leaves are burning up the fucking hill.
Oh,
it's God. Already completely covered one hill, and it's moving on over to the next one.
What the fuck?
We took the fuck off then. I'll tell you that. I was like, yeah. Nah, I ain't be no part of this.
Yeah,
no. He's like, it got away. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. He's such a dumbass. I don't get it.
Well, that one time he blew up a fucking fountain in his hand in your backyard.
Yeah.
Fourth of July.
There was that one time someone that possibly is or isn't sitting at this table sold him a gun. And he discharged it in his buddy's basement. And it went through the cinder block, hit the sewer pipe, and flooded the dude's basement with sewage.
Oh.
He came back to my house. He's like, take this. I was like, do you want... Like,
well, we kind of know which idiot sold him a gun. Like...
return policy.
I'm not well enough to have one. What a fucking moron.
Yeah, so I might be wanted in Arizona. That's, you know.
I would think so, yeah.
That story. Yeah.
And I shot that fucking, it was a drop of rain falling from the sky and I hit it perfectly, right?
I sold that gun when I got back here and got my Glock.
But you had it when I first met you.
Yeah, he had it for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shot it at my parents' house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a badass gun.
I liked it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Beer review.
I think it's finally time for the third and final barrel of this beer review.
Yeah.
What are we doing is?
Well, it's another from Oscar Blues in Colorado.
What was that?
Blues.
Osaka, Japan.
Shut
Osaka
up.
Osaka Blue Cheese Brewery.
Blue Cheese?
No, it's just Oscar Blues.
Oh.
Yeah. This is Beerito. It's an amber Mexican style lager.
Okay. What's it say on the top of this one?
Malty Sanchez.
What?
Malty.
You know, dude. It's like a dirty Sanchez, but,
but
dirtier?
Malty.
Oh.
Malty. So maybe it's supposed to foam up. And
I would say it's drunker than a regular dirty Sanchez, but I don't think it's possible.
I don't think there's never been a sober dirty Sanchez.
Oh, God. Imagine taking a beer shit
What about a malty dirty Sanchez?
No, none of these are good. I don't like any of these. Mm. All right. God, James, cheers to something so we can finish this.
Oh, cheers to something? Like, you fucking copping out, you asshole.
What'd I do?
Copped out of having to...
I'll do it next episode.
No, we can cheers Halloween, because it's Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween. Nailed it, guys.
There you go.
I don't know about this one.
I don't like it.
It's unimpressive.
It seems old. Like it's...
Like it's a beer expired
retail. Or something. I don't know.
That's a funny aftertaste.
Yeah, I don't like this one.
It's this little donkey on the bottom of the can.
Wait, what?
Little donkey on the bottom of the can.
Does the other one say something on the bottom, Chris?
It was canned on 5/16/17, and it has the time. Little donkey.
Is there anything on the bottom of the other one they brewed?
It says one chub, two chub red.
Chub, blue chub.
That's
so it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
One chub, two chub, red chub, blue chub.
Yeah, see, mine's kind of faded out.
Yeah, sure it is.
So does that say little donkey, too?
I don't know. You might need to look at that one.
Little donkey.
Little donkey.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird. Yeah, I don't know about this one at all, man.
Yeah, I do like the old chub better.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of the three we've tried today, this is my least favorite by far.
Kind of tastes like one of those coffee
it's
lagers
not,
or something.
No.
Like
it's not really
stouts.
You think so?
That's not really offensive, but...
I don't know. I would never buy it.
I wouldn't buy it either, but I'm at least going to finish my portion of it and still give it to Danny.
I feel like
progress.
It didn't deserve the burrito name.
Yeah, I know. Beerito is fun to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Two out of three is not bad.
No, it's not, actually. Most of the time, we're zero out of one. You're not going to finish it, Chris.
Nah, I'm good.
It's not that bad.
Here, take it quick.
All right, so I went through and found serial killers that have never been identified or caught, you know, whatever.
Okay.
With funny names.
Funny names.
Like code names.
Yeah, like their serial killer names.
Because
yeah.
we don't know who they really are.
Well, right. it was just like what the papers called them. Or the
like
people.
BTK or the Midnight right. Stalker. Yeah.
Like the first one I have for you, Charlie Chopoff.
Okay, not exactly. It doesn't instill fear.
Yeah, know? It just doesn't quite have that Jack the Ripper sound right. to it.
What
yeah.
does he chop off?
I'm
though?
Guessing he Wankus? Shot people to death.
No. No, he cut off penises.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
He liked to cut off a dick.
Okay.
Yeah. Just threw that one out there.
Charlie
one.
Chopoff was an American serial killer active in Manhattan between 1972 and 1974.
Okay.
Killing 5 black children and leaving another for dead. The nickname comes from the genital mutilation inflicted on the male victims.
I feel like this is another one of those things that you didn't read this ahead of time.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Did he eat his lunch, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. Time for a dick sandwich.
There was actually a guy that confessed to the murders and stuff, but he was already in a mental institution.
A so, minstrel institution.
Mental institution.
Oh, I don't want to go to a minstrel institution.
But he confessed and, like, they didn't necessarily believe him, so they just sent him back. He might have been the killer, might not. I don't think they really wasted their time investigating it.
Okay.
Mm. Hey, he's locked up forever anyway.
Right. I feel like if I were a serial killer, I'd want to be called Super Crotch.
Right on.
Yeah, I just eat people's lunches all day.
You ready for the next one?
Breaker.
The what?
The crotch bone breaker.
Oh, no, that's actually yeah. scary. No, the crotch bone breaker is also kind of hard to say.
It is. It doesn't yeah. roll off the tongue.
Not at all.
It's a tongue twister.
It'd be that, what, CB?
Not like Charlie Chops a Lot or something.
Charlie Chop Off.
Yeah. Charlie Chop Off. Let's
you,
get it right.
I hope it would have been better if he ran like a chop shop.
Yeah.
Charlie Chops Chop Shop.
It sounds like Charlie Chop Off was from that era of, you know, the just, was it in New York?
Yeah, Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. In the 70s. See, old 70s, dirty New
calling
York.
Calling everybody broads.
You know, where that killer, the guy that was in the what you call it, that movie?
Son of Sam?
No.
Where that?
He was an extra. I went over it. He was an extra in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
can't remember the movie. I know what you're talking about.
Though. Yeah, yeah. He was an extra in an old horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I know and exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he killed, like, gay prostitutes or something.
Something like that,
in
yeah.
New York about that same time.
Yeah, that was like a year like, and a half ago, I don't know.
He was, like, he played a doctor, like, as an extra in that movie.
Right,
Well, it's like the director for Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
All three of them?
Mm, yeah.
Known pedophile. Convicted pedophile.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm glad he's still able to work.
He likes to fuck the boys he hires for his movies before. He's a real Harvey Weinstein about it. But with young children. Young male children.
Well, that was in the news for a while, that whole Hollywood sex ring thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
The Exorcist is what that movie is. That extra came from.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Well, there was that one that was on the dating game, and he actually won the date with a girl, but she wouldn't go out with him because after the game he got, like, creepy, so she never actually went out with him. Mm-hmm. Turned out he was, like, a serial rapist or some shit.
He was a killer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the Doodler?
The Doodler.
That sounds like somebody
that sounds
to
like
be
the
hit.
Diddler.
Oh, or that.
But well, what did the Doodler do?
He diddled.
He diddled the dudes.
If the Doodler doesn't ring a bell, you might actually know his other name.
The Diddler.
The Diddling Doodler Doodler Diddler?
Black Doodler.
Black.
Wow.
How does that help?
Black Doodler is an unidentified serial killer believed responsible for 14 murders and 3 assaults of men in the gay community. That's he cool. was the Diddler.
Why do they call him the Doodler? That's like that's
he's
like a
Dick Dick fucking Dick. God damn it! Never mind. Dick Diddler. God damn it!
The Jeez. Nickname was given due to the perpetrator's habit of sketching his victims prior to their sexual encounters and murders by stabbing.
Okay.
How do they know that? Did he leave the sketches behind?
He might have.
That could have been his calling card.
He almost had to.
Yeah.
But the Doodler.
The Doodler.
Oh,
Black Doodler for short.
That's longer. That's longer.
Well, but why the black? Want to
guess
part?
What race he was?
No.
Never mind.
No, no.
That's why.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, wait, it was wait. The 70s, so
there's
74.
A picture.
Of what that
that's
guy
a doodle of the Doodler?
Nah, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. How about the flat tire murderer?
I assume he just comes by, clubs you in the head when you have a flat tire on the side of the road.
No, oh, he would slashed actually, your tires and then clubbed
he would
head.
Flatten your tire and then go to help you and murder you.
Oh, he's still holding a knife from where he stabbed your tire. Like, oh, man.
Hey, I got this crowbar to help take off your lug nuts. It's a jack, too. Jacking you in the neck.
It'll jack you up.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The flat tire murder referred to five connected unsolved murderers in Florida in 1975. Investigators theorized that the killer deflated the tires of the victims' vehicles and offered them assistance before killing them.
It seems like an unnecessary step. I guess they let the guard down if you're helping them.
Yeah, they're like, okay, yeah, you do that, and then you're behind them, and you strangle them, or stab them, or do whatever the fuck you did to them.
Yeah, or diddle them.
Yeah.
That's about, like, how Buffalo Bill does it, right?
Buffalo Bill.
Isn't that his name?
From
him. You're
from
Ted Bundy, aren't you? Ted Bundy would, he always... act like he needed help in
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's Buffalo Bundy.
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bundy was my commentary name in backyard wrestling. Because it's fun to say.
See, we confused him.
Buffalo Bundy here, and oh, that's an impressive elbow drop. Buffalo Bundy out.
No, but Buffalo Bill, like, wouldn't he like try to help people
get their groceries in the All I know is that he wants you to put lotion on the skin or else you get the hose.
Yeah, but he's got to get the girl before he can take her home and put her in the pit.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
How about the Freeway Phantom?
How about it?
How about it?
That, the Freeway Phantom?
He was a bit of a rapist.
He sounds like a streaker.
I was going to say it's better than the Three-Way Phantom. Where you're having sex with your wife, all of a sudden there's another dick. Where'd the dick come from?
Who needed?
Is it? But
it's
in the worst
Three-Way
way.
Phantom, baby.
I thought he said, you've been spooked, but it turns out he said, you've been spooged. It comes on your foot and leaves.
Anyway, the Freeway Phantom, he raped and strangled six women in Washington, D.C. in the 70s.
You really just sucked the fun out of that
yeah,
I was having.
Sorry.
Great.
See, he's taking us back to the 70s of that movie I was talking about. Jeez,
eating everybody's
lunch.
Did
he just drop him on the highway or something?
Everybody was eating lunch
back
then,
he was just dumping
apparently.
Bodies on the freeway.
Oh, okay.
Man, Three-Way Phantom. That's going to be my next movie after Skinwalker, Texas Ranger.
The Jeff Davis 8. In the number 8.
What?
Not like Yum Yum Tum Tum 8.
Is that like a family of 8 killers or what?
I'm going to start a new podcast by myself. I don't have to hear this shit.
The Jeff Davis 8 referred to a series of unsolved murders in Jefferson Davis Parish in Louisiana. Between 2005 and 2009, the bodies of 8 women, all of whom had involvement with drugs or prostitution, were found in the swamps and canals.
Oh. Mm. At a parish?
Davis Parish.
A parish is like a priest place, right? Kind of like Walmart, but where you buy a priest?
No, it's a town or a county.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
It's Louisiana, man. Strange
I mean, it could
folk.
Have been originally that's what started there. But it grew into a city or something.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And they didn't even know how they killed them, because when they found the bodies, they were so decomposed.
No shit. Yeah. Wow.
So they could have got more effective. Before then, and they're just gone.
And they could still be doing it. They just changed dumping locations.
Dumping locations?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've changed dumping locations before.
No, you don't.
No, I did one time. Only poop in my house.
I did one time.
It wasn't great. Told the story. Oh, God, dude. You know what? This isn't as bad as what you did, but... Chris and I were shampooing carpets at a nursing home. Empty apartment. I had eaten some questionable chicken the night before. And by that, I mean it had been in the fridge for a week.
But it was from a pizza joint.
I did eat it. Man, I had to shit all day, but I hadn't had time because I had to like pick my son up from school and stuff. And then head straight into work. I'm a very private pooper, right? Like I almost only go at my house. We get to this apartment building, and it's happening. No matter what, it's happening. So I go in there, I demolish this bathroom with my stank. I mean, it is fucking horrible, right? I look over, there's no fucking toilet paper. Not one fucking shred. I looked, and the roll was white. So I thought it was toilet paper. It wasn't. It was just white cardboard. So I have
to... That's a cruel joke right there.
I have to fish my phone out of my pocket...
And use your
call
phone.
Chris on the other side of the door. He answers like, are you calling me from the fucking bathroom? I was like, man, there is no toilet paper in here. He's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? I was like, find something! You have to find something! He did. Crisis averted, but man, that was awkward as fuck.
Was it ShopRite?
No, paper towel. Which is weird. He looked at the kitchen counter. There's paper towel, right? He grabbed that. I walked out. There was a roll of toilet paper right next to it. He's like, no, too good.
Give him the rough.
It's too soft. Too soft.
Yeah, it was. I deserved a rougher paper this time.
Yeah, that's for calling me from the bathroom.
Are you calling me from the fucking bathroom? Well, I didn't want to, but yes, it's happening.
Brad, you might have been questioned about this one.
Okay.
The Maryvale serial shooter, also known as the serial street shooter, is a serial killer who was linked to 12 separate shootings, resulting in 9 deaths and 3 injuries in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
You were just out there shooting all willy-nilly.
It wasn't an armadillo. What
year?
Being.
What year?
2015 to 2016.
Oh, no. Way too late.
Damn.
I thought it was going to end with, like, arsonist.
Right.
Yeah.
The mountain fire murderer.
Yeah.
It is me, fellas.
So started a mountain fire, killed 18 people.
Bragged about it on a podcast.
You know what's funny about that, though, is every time there is some kind of weird shooting or something I hear about that's in Phoenix or something, like anything like that, I do think of my buddy, Jesse,
because
he was a bit
to.
Of a loose cannon, but he was cool as fuck. But I mean, I always wonder, like, I always make sure it wasn't his name, you know, associated with it.
That's good. It hasn't been so far?
No.
That's
it
good.
Hasn't.
Good.
It, okay. Yeah. He's a good guy, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Jesse if he's listening.
All right.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
The redhead murderer.
I assume he killed people with red hair, hopefully.
No, he's just
or he
a
had
ginger.
Red hair.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's the redhead murders are a series of unsolved homicides believed to have been committed by an unidentified serial killer in various parts of the United States, including Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania.
So he's a drifter.
Yeah. Mm. It is presumed that the killings occurred between 1978 and the 1980s, but they may have continued well into 1992. The victims, many of whom have never been identified, usually had reddish hair, and their bodies were abandoned along major highways.
The dude definitely had a type, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of them were hitchhiking and or prostitutes.
And or.
Yeah, and authorities have no idea how many people might have been responsible.
Really? Wow, if I just won, right?
Up to 11 victims.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Damn.
How many Ronald McDonalds did he kill?
Not enough.
That's true.
Not enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Servant Girl Annihilator.
Wow.
That is a big name. That, you better have done something major to get the name Annihilator.
It sounds like he named himself.
That'd be awesome.
A serial killer who became known as the Siri. I said serial, not Siri. Go away. Back up. Hit the home button. There we go.
You need to see a domestic dispute on the podcast, you know?
A serial killer who became known as the Servant Girl Annihilator preyed upon the city of Austin, Texas during the years of 1884 and 1885. The killer's name originated from the writer O. Henry.
Oh, yeah.
O. Henry.
I know him. Yeah, the candy bar is named after him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from way back in the days.
Okay.
He wrote short stories and came up with, like, he had that twist ending stuff going on, but it wasn't horror stuff, but it was twist ending stuff.
Okay.
There's a few.
It was the butler
stories.
The whole time.
The gift of
the
Magi. Has anyone ever heard of the gift of the Magi around Christmas?
Huh.
That story? Yeah, that was him.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds really familiar.
He did twist endings, yeah. It was O. Henry. That's modern.
Yeah.
O. Henry.
Okay.
Is what he went by.
The old forward slash.
Mm-hmm.
The smiley face murder theory.
What?
Hmm.
Variations include smiley face murders.
Oh, I remember
smiley
this.
Face killings. Smiley face gang.
Yes, they left smiley face and blood.
Yeah,
money,
wasn't
right?
this like 10 years ago or
is
something?
It's a theory advanced by two retired New York City detectives, Kevin Gannon and Anthony Durate, that a number of young men found dead in bodies of water across several Midwestern American states over the last decade did not accidentally drown, as concluded by law enforcement agencies, but were victims of a serial killer or killers. The term smiley face became connected to the alleged murders when it was made public that the police had discovered graffiti depicting a smiley face on or near the locations where the killer dumped the bodies.
Oh, it was the Joker.
Yeah. I totally remember this, yeah.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it, but yeah. I mean, it had to be the Joker, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably Jared Leto.
I'm in a good Joker.
Not a bad Joker.
The worst Joker.
No. Rastafarian Joker is the worst Joker.
Second worst
I agree. No. No, no, no. That horrible Rastafarian fucker is the worst Joker good, ever. But... In the little miniature version of him, even worse.
Yeah.
You didn't get enough Batman. Joker in Suicide Squad to
Oh, I got
make
more
an opinion.
Than enough Joker in no. Suicide Squad. It was no. garbage. Let's give him a grill. All
right. Remember the ICP song, The Killing Fields?
Of course I remember it. I accidentally played it at a bar on a jukebox once
and it
got
was
very
really
awkward.
Awkward.
Yes.
Yeah. Really awkward.
Yep.
Refresh on how that song goes.
No.
Someone sing it.
I can't remember.
I don't remember the words.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't
it's really low beat.
It's on Riddlebox.
Weird, yeah.
It's like the next to last song on Riddlebox.
Yeah.
12 was my favorite on Riddlebox.
12?
Yeah. Maybe that was it.
The 12th song?
No, no. It had. It talked about killing 12 people.
I have no idea.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's not this song. Well, it's not the song I was bringing up.
Yeah.
There's actually a killing field in Texas.
What do you mean?
The Texas killing fields is an area bordering the Calder oil field, which is a 25-acre patch of land situated a mile from Interstate Highway 45. Since the early 1970s, some 30 bodies of murder victims have been found within the killing fields area.
Jeez.
These are mainly the bodies of girls or young women. Furthermore, many young girls have disappeared from the area and their bodies have never been found. It is believed that many of the murders were the work of serial killers. Many of the victims' ages were 10 to 25 years old, and many shared similar physical features.
Okay. Huh. So, they think it's... the way they're talking, it almost sounds like they think it's like a couple serial killers just happen to use the same place to ditch a body.
Right. Or I figured it's like all your organized crime, gangs around
that
there.
That would make more sense.
They know where to... That's what the place
is. Is it near the border? Definitely sounds like border town stuff to me.
But the fields have been described as a perfect place for killing somebody and getting away with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are being killed in the field. They're not, it's not just like dumping off their body. They're actually being killed there?
I think it's a combination of the two.
Really?
I think it's one of those places you drive someone out to the middle of nowhere, you kill them, and you just go about your business.
Make them dig their own grave first like a badass.
Oh, so dumb. No, I mean, I'm not digging a grave. So yeah, I'd try to make my victim dig their own grave.
No, see, that's where you're fucking up.
I don't like digging holes. It's too
this
much
is
work.
What you do. You dig. You have the grave dug before they get there. And then... Buried alive match. Whoever survives gets to live. Like the Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do you get to shoot him first?
Well, if you win.
This is a lot like the fucking intro to fucking New Vegas, guys. Come on.
Yeah. That's pretty much a buried alive match.
No, no, no. Benny just takes you out in the field and shoots you and fucking buries you and you end up being alive.
Yeah. I like my idea better. It has more Stone Cold Steve Austin in it.
What?
Yeah. I knew this would come back to wrestling. Sometimes.
I already did an entire episode of the In-N-Out Wrestling today. I still didn't get it all out of my system.
Yeah, I was supposed to be there. Thanks for letting me know what was going on.
I did let you know what was going on. No. You weren't available.
No. Nope. I was. I could have been. Too. Yeah.
I did talk about the Piranha match.
The Piranha match?
Oh, to win, you have to hold your opponent's head in a tank filled with piranhas for 10 seconds. It was a Japanese thing.
Wow.
Did you bring up the part where there was monster trucks on the roof and Hulk Hogan actually threw someone off the roof?
Fuck, that was the giant! Man! I fucked up today, guys. I apologize.
Like, I'm watching that the whole time. I was like, how did they get those monster trucks on the roof?
You know, I never thought of that. The Big Show probably carried him up.
Probably on his back.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You guys seen the craziest thing today, talking about Japanese stuff. It was American celebrities and Japanese commercials.
I've seen some of those.
There's two of them that really stuck out. One of them... was Arnold Schwarzenegger working a jackhammer in like a coal mine, drinking this black can of power coffee.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It's pretty good. Hulk Hogan did a bunch of them too.
I didn't see it with Hulk Hogan. He wasn't including any of these, but The Stallion was.
Ooh, Sylvester Stallone?
Yes. He was playing golf, and all of a sudden there were sausages in the air. None of them landed on a fork, and he says something I don't really think. Really think. He said... bite out of sausage.
Roll credits?
In commercial.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer's face becomes
isn't
like...
Isn't this the soap guy?
Yeah. Oh, love yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
From Japan or whatever.
I love that episode because he's at Homer gets wrapped up in a sumo wrestling match. So he tags in Bart and Bart hits him in the face with a steel chair. Yeah. God, I love The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay, being that it is Halloween... what do you guys remember dressing up as, like, for trick-or-treating?
Barney, motherfucker. The singing purple
that
dinosaur.
That was Nikki. That was you.
I dressed up as Barney.
I don't think so.
Was that Nikki?
That was Nikki.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. That's Boston Dad was Barney?
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah. You were Robin from Batman Forever.
Which is weird because I did not have a Batman. I went as just Robin. Christopher O'Donnell Robin. That was me. I went as the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
That'd have been interesting to see.
It was awesome.
Did you paint yourself blue?
No. No.
Costume. I remember the plastic costumes back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So uncomfortable.
The fire death suits. If you
Shit.
Up.
It's flat polyester.
I had
a
Peter Venkman one from Real Ghostbusters. I remember that shit.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to think.
My son's went as a Ghostbuster already.
That part is it came with a mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with like the curl and stuff.
Well, that's before you.
My mom
you
made me go as Chucky once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Just picturing you in overalls, honestly, is kind of creepy. Just the period.
Little yams.
Aw. It's a little baby potato.
Yeah. Little spud.
Yeah, little spud. There you go.
Yeah, no, I remember going as a vampire once, something else. I mean, I really remember too well. I went as a turtle one year. I did do that. I did Ninja Turtle one year.
Oh, you said a turtle. I was like, wow, that's really fucking lame.
I know. Yeah, that automatically brings up. You guys seen that video of the kid who just says he's a turtle.
I love turtles.
Yeah, that one.
I love turtles.
It reminds me of that. And I'm like, no, I was a Ninja Turtle. I can't say that shit because I want to look like that kid.
It's awesome because he's painted up like a zombie. Have you ever seen this video? He's at a fairground. And like, what are you going to dress up as Halloween? And he looks right at it. Black eye. Yeah, or black
dead
eye, paint,
dead face. Wise. Like, I love turtles. They're like, no, what are you going to be for, what are you dressed up as?
I love turtles.
He's fucking like, what the fuck?
I don't know about the kid, but I know he fucking loves turtles, man.
I remember one year I bought, well, I guess our parents bought, but it was like the prosthetics and stuff to do like the Terminator 2.
Oh, nice.
It didn't. Mm. It would have been nice if we had artistic parents. Or...
Oh, yeah.
See, I did a Maris one year. I did the whole zipper face.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that's
where
cool.
You do all that.
That was last year, wasn't it?
It's like 2 years ago. Yeah, last year, she put on the Hollywood Undead mask.
That's right. That's
she
right.
She did that.
Okay. What about you, Brett?
See, I definitely did the zombie thing and all that stuff. I don't remember, like, you know, yams over here. I don't remember, you know, any particular, like, ones when I was a kid that stood out.
Oh, really?
I went as football players a couple times, you know.
Really?
That. Yeah.
I went as Sting 2 years in a row.
That is scary.
The very last year, not the singer Sting, that'd be weird.
Okay. No, that was scary. That was going to be
scary.
Hey,
Chris was the police. I was Sting, Chris was the police.
I was
the professional wrestler.
I was the interpretation of Cars, the music video.
See, that would have been the true scary one, man.
It would have been.
Every step you take.
The very last year I went trick-or-treating, I went as Violent J. But I went as Violent J wearing an Insane Clown Posse t-shirt, which is kind of weird.
Why? Uh-uh. He wears his own shit all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
On stage.
Brand recognition, motherfucker shit.
Yeah.
All
right, my bad.
Buy
I had
my
to borrow
shit.
The shirt from you.
Probably.
So if you're talking more like, you know, more adult, more recent, you know, Halloween party kind of costumes.
Sure.
I think my favorite was that year over at my house when I went as the ref, the NFL referee.
You kept throwing flags.
Oh, yeah.
I was
it
there
was great.
For that one.
See? See? Everybody remembers that.
What
was
I that
good.
Year?
Do you were there.
I don't remember.
What
but
was I though?
Oh,
it was October. Of course, I had the little pink, you know, wristbands on and stuff that the football players wear for cancer awareness during that month. And
I remember that because Josh
was
walking
great,
by
yeah.
a table, and knocked over a beer. Next thing we know, there's a flag just beating him in the chest, and Brad just comes out of the door frame, just "You're out of here." It was hilarious, dude.
Hell yeah, I had an authentic flag, you know, ref
yes.
flag.
Was
I had
that
the whistle.
Year Joey you know, was accidentally Blaze.
No.
Accidentally Blaze.
No, because that's the year you went as Ghetto Santa.
I went as Bad
that
Santa.
Was,
thank
that
you.
Was our other house.
Yeah, that was
our
the
first
year.
House. Yeah.
I'll say, I don't think I haven't dressed up for Halloween since the last Halloween party at your old house where I did the Heath Ledger Joker thing.
Yeah.
With the suit jacket and
that
mask hanging
night,
off
right?
you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That was a fun.
No,
fun
yeah,
party,
I went as
man.
Bad Santa that one year, and I brought a box. It was gift wrapped. It was full of Jello shots.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
That I was mean, the, that was right. the best party. Man,
last time I ever. Remember you dressing up was Mario.
I did do Mario the I think the year after. Maybe that's what it was.
But man, I don't know what you were that year, or if you even dressed up. I don't think I was dressed up.
Yeah, but they were playing. They, you know, everybody was playing beer pong that day, and yeah. Any kind of foul, man, I was throwing that flag.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. But you and Josh did Sean and Ed from Sean and Ed.
Yeah, at our old house, the one at our old house, that real fun party. Yeah, we did Sean and Ed.
Yeah, I saw the costumes.
That was awesome.
Joey had dressed up, and all he did was paint his face white and had, like, shitty black eyeliner, like, makeup. And he looked like Blaze the Dead Homie.
He looked just like Blaze.
Oh, really?
Had no idea who Blaze was.
Had not a clue. I'm like, dude, look. I showed him a picture. I'm like, you're him. That's the costume you want.
No, this is classic. The classic costume, white face, black eyes.
That was the year that Stinky went with that girl, you remember?
Yeah.
No, I know.
Who was dressed up like a ref that year?
Yeah, she was dressed up as a ref that year. I remember.
Stinky girl?
No, Stinky and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. Bleep that out, just in case. All right, whatever. I don't care. I don't fucking talk to
him. She tried to fuck everyone but
hardcore on Joey, though.
Yeah. Hardcore, yeah.
Because we all hid in your room from this bitch. Joey was in there with us. He's like, no, you guys got to hide me. And we watched it because, like, Brad only had his door cracked like an inch. And we had the lights out in there. Just the computer desk light was on. And we may or may not have been doing drugs. But and we watched.
Who can tell? Yeah.
We watched this bitch go by once. Back to Joey's room. Come back. A couple minutes later, you watch her go back again trying to find Joey. Blatantly looking to hang out with this dude. Why her old man's there dressed as, like, a dirty-ass mechanic or some bullshit.
But he wasn't in costume.
Well, he shouldn't have fucking no mechanic in real life.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's just prove the point. Blaze gets all the pussy.
What'd you dress up as? Oh, man that does not shower. Ever. Smell me. It's authentic. Authentic costume.
I've been working on it all
year.
Yeah,
they got mad. He ended up getting mad and leaving that night. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
You weren't there at the Halloween party we had where the... My spare bedroom door got kicked open, were you?
No.
Yeah.
By?
Pace.
Yeah, we'll call him Pace.
Oh, I've heard stories.
Yeah. Where?
This is involved the bouncy ball.
Yep. This was before Chris dated the bouncy ball.
No, it was after.
It was after? I think. Okay, thank God.
Either way, you sound bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, either way, like, she was supposed to be talking to him, and then she was fucking his buddy.
Right.
And he found out and been drinking and goes and kicks the fucking door open and, like, yells at him for a minute and then, like, storms away.
They just finished, though, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's good. And kind of gross. I've seen this
one. Because she actually rode there with me.
Yeah, I'd throw that out there.
I don't give a fuck either way.
I wouldn't let her in my car, but it's whatever.
Same night, Dad called me while I was drunk and I threw my phone against the wall and broke it so I didn't have to answer it.
It was that night?
Mm. Yeah.
I can't talk. Pace has a broken heart.
There's no way I have alcohol poisoning, and that's why I'm not answering the phone.
Yeah, definitely. Fuck it. AMF from Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
Boo Radical.
And I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
Boo. You were going for scary. It sounded like you're falling off a cliff.
We'll hold your beer.
We helped you.
Thank God it's over.
Splat.
Good way to end.
Hold My Beer's new theme was made by the Drunken Guns. For more information on them, go to Facebook, type in Drunken Guns, and enjoy. For more information on Hold My Beer, go to thenandnowproductions.com. We have a contact link there. Enjoy. If you just want pictures, get on Instagram. Go to Hold My Podcast. It's a good time.